Our news in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their dining and entertainment card, Saver. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Spider Arc Constructors, offering custom concrete patio work across the KPR listening area. More information about available services is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com. Some fun variations on a Christmas tune. That was the Hampton String Quartet, and from their Christmas album, What If Mozart Wrote, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. We listened to Frosty the Snowman, presented as a tune done perhaps in the style of Mozart, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you. I'm Jeff Watson. The music continues on a Wednesday afternoon. We've got more music for strings, a quartet by Franz Schubert with the Verdi strings, and plenty for the holidays, such as in this noon hour, a medley of Spanish and Chilean Christmas carols, later with the Mount Royal Little Singers. Thanks for joining us today on a Wednesday afternoon. To keep things going, holiday music next with the players of Collegia Marium, and we've got something for you from a German composer of the late 1600s, someone who was briefly a student of Arcangelo Corelli in Rome, music of Johann Christoph Petz, who had worked his way into the position of Kapellmeister in a few different European houses in Bavaria and Württemberg. We'll listen to his Concerto Pastoral, the Christmas Concerto in F Major, on Kansas Public Radio. Concerto Pastoral, or the Christmas Concerto, of composer Johann Christoph Petz, a German composer of the late 1600s, one not quite so well known today, but one thought of in his time very highly by Georg Philipp Telemann. A performance given to us by the members of Collegia Marium here on Kansas Public Radio. Just now, 12:34, still to come. More for the holidays when the Mount Royal Little Singers present to us a Christmas carol medley of Spanish and Chilean traditional carols. That's in about 15 minutes' time. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. Right now on the KU campus, it's 48 degrees, warming up to about 53 under sunny skies today. For this evening, we'll have a low of 41, and we do have a 30% chance of rain that's expected mainly overnight. And it's going to start getting quite breezy later tonight. We'll have occasional wind gusts of 35 miles an hour. Now tomorrow, they think it's going to be quite breezy with 50-mile-an-hour wind gusts, and a wind advisory will be in effect for the KPR listening area on Thursday. Tomorrow's high around 50. Next, we spend a bit of time with the Verdi String Quartet and from Franz Schubert, String Quartet number 5 for you on Kansas Public Radio. String Quartet number 5 in B flat major by Franz Schubert, performed by the Verdi String Quartet on Kansas Public Radio. 12:51 now. There'll be news from NPR at the top of the hour, of course. Plenty more classical music and holiday offerings until 3 p.m. We're live. We're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. If you like what we've got for you this afternoon, you're going to love tomorrow evening at 7. For over 100 years, the University of Kansas has celebrated the season with the annual performance of Holiday Vespers. It's coming up tomorrow night on KPR. For this year's Vespers, we've got Christmas carols, music for Hanukkah, Mozart's Magic Flute, and more, all performed by the KU Choirs and Orchestra. Holiday Vespers is tomorrow night at 7, here on Kansas Public Radio. We'll leave you in the company next of the Mount Royal Little Singers to enjoy a holiday medley of traditional Spanish and Chilean Christmas carols on Kansas Public Radio. The Mount Royal Little Singers, with a Christmas medley of Spanish and Chilean holiday carols on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 1 p.m., and after the news from NPR, classical music resumes with more for the holidays, including 9 Carols for Male Voices by Raphon Williams. That and a good deal more is in store for you on a Wednesday afternoon. Thanks for being with us on KPR.
For over 100...
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Down 193 points. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, where drivers can compare direct rates using Progressive's rate comparison tool. Customers can see options and rates side by side. More at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. There a Christmas memory, one drawn from the local portion of the KPR Music Library Archives. There you had the KU Flute Choir performing, I'm not sure exactly when, but quite a few years back, with Christmas Images here on Kansas Public Radio. It's good to be with you again. I'm Jeff Watson. Things continue on a Wednesday afternoon. More for the holidays a bit later with some music of, shall we say, great depth. From Raphon Williams, we've got his 1941 collection of carols, 9 Carols for Male Voices. We've got that a bit later with the Royal Hospital Chapel Choir, along with minuets for piano by Antonín Dvořák. So still quite a bit more to come in this 1 p.m. hour, and we've got a great deal more between now and 3 p.m. Thanks for being with us here on a Wednesday afternoon. We'll continue next with Baroque-era holiday music and bring you something from a French composer of the late 17th century. Music from Michel Ricard de Lalande, who was a contemporary of François Couperin and, like him, served in the court of Louis XIV. Louis XIV had this thing where he would like to take musicians from his household and have them compete by writing motets and sacred music. And they would then choose 4 musicians to write sacred music for different quarters of the year. And de Lalande was the big winner of that competition by being chosen to write music for the quarter of the year that included all Christmas celebrations. We'll listen to some of his efforts with his Symphony for Christmas, put on for us by the Masks Ensemble on Kansas Public Radio. The Masks Ensemble, with Symphony for Christmas by French composer Michel Ricard de Lalande, who for a brief period of time there in the late 1600s was responsible for all official Christmas music in the court of Louis XIV here on Kansas Public Radio. 1:22 now, and we're about 10 minutes away from a visit from the Royal Hospital Chapel Choir and the 9 Carols for Male Voices, put together in 1941 by Raphon Williams. An astounding performance awaits us in just about 10 minutes' time. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, offering educational programs like Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood, Weather Hunters, Carl the Collector, and Lila in the Loop, available on demand in the PBS Kids video app. And the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu. Just about 50 degrees now on the KU campus. Today's high around 53. Sky's sunny. For tonight, We'll have a low of 41. We have a chance of some showers. Expected late tonight, overnight, about a 30% chance of rain. It's also going to start to become quite breezy with 35-mile-an-hour wind gusts late tonight. And tomorrow is expected to be quite a windy day. 50-mile-an-hour wind gusts for Thursday. A wind advisory will be in effect for the KPR listening area starting tomorrow. We bring you a little piano music next. Pianist Ina Peroshina plays Dvorak and a collection of his minuets on KPR. Opus 28, a collection of minuets by Antonin Dvorak, performed by pianist Ina Peroshina on Kansas Public Radio. It's 1:33, and this is Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for being with us on a Wednesday afternoon. It's about here tomorrow night. Celebrate the holidays with Holiday Vespers, the annual concert by the KU Choirs and Symphony Orchestra. The 101st performance, which has music from Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker, Mozart's Magic Flute, plus carols for the season. Holiday Vespers is tomorrow night at 7 on KPR. Support for classical music comes from the Topeka Zoo, hosting Toast at 10, a New Year's Eve celebration at the zoo with a plated dinner, entertainment, silent auction, and champagne toast at 10 p.m. Tickets at topekazoo.org. Next, we have a substantial holiday creation by Ray Vaughan Williams, something that he created for Christmas time in 1941 at the request of the British Council for a performance by His Majesty's Forces in Iceland. We'll listen to 9 carols for male voices, the Royal Hospital Chapel Choir, on Kansas Public Radio. Holiday celebration created for British troops in World War II in 1941. 9 carols for male voices by Ray Vaughan Williams, with the Royal Hospital Chapel Choir giving us a performance here on KPR. 2 p.m. is the time, and stay tuned next for NPR News. Quite a bit more for the holidays awaits us in the next hour, such as the City of Prague Philharmonic Orchestra with, among other things, a few improvisations for On Christmas Carols by one Brian Kelly. That and much more still to come. KPR is KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Lines. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Made in Cookware. Made in Cookware is crafted by chefs for use in restaurants and home kitchens around the world. Their cookware can be found at madeincookware.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The City of London Symphony and Cambridge Singers, led by John Rutter. Love Came Down at Christmas on Kansas Public Radio. There's more for your holidays here in this Wednesday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson, here for a little while longer, before All Things Considered rolls around at 3 p.m. Between now and then, among the holiday offerings that we've got for you, we've also got Beethoven, cellist Misha Maisky, and the 4th cello sonata in a little bit. Then the London Philharmonic Orchestra will cap things off with some music that is known for its vibrant tunefulness, dazzling brass, and unique and joyful vibe. Malcolm Arnold's Commonwealth Christmas Overture is on the way here on KPR, where support for classical music comes from the historic Eldridge Hotel, offering dining experiences and gift cards this holiday season. Menus and details online at eldridgehotel.com. Before we get to Malcolm Arnold's music, we have something for you from a different English composer by the name of Brian Kelly. Brian George Kelly, a graduate from Oxford, a 20th century English composer who was one of the students of Gordon Jacob. This is something he put together for Christmas time in 1969, an improvisation, or perhaps variations, on Christmas carols. Here's the City of Prague Philharmonic, conducted by Gavin Sutherland, on Kansas Public Radio. That's the City of Prague Philharmonic Orchestra, led by conductor Gavin Sutherland. And from 1969, Improvisations on Christmas Carols for Orchestra, from English composer Brian Kelly. It is 2:21, and in the second half of the hour, we've got music for you in a much similar vibe. The London Philharmonic and Malcolm Arnold's Commonwealth Christmas Overture, still to come in about 15 minutes' time. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Leeds Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming concerts, including the Takash Quartet with pianist Joyce Yang, a cappella quartet King's Return, plus more. Details at leeds.ku.edu. And the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. Tonight in northeast and east central Kansas, we'll have a low of 41 degrees, as well as a 30% chance of some rain expected mainly in the overnight hours. It's also going to start to become quite breezy. We could start seeing winds gust at 35 miles an hour this evening. And for tomorrow, it's expected that it'll be quite a windy day with 50-mile-an-hour wind gusts. A wind advisory will be in effect for the KPR area on Thursday, and we'll have high temperatures near 50. Two very talented musicians join us next. Cellist Misha Majski with Marta Argerich at piano for some Beethoven, 4th Cello Sonata in C on Kansas Public Radio. Some Beethoven for your Wednesday afternoon. Cello Sonata No. 4 in C Major, performed by cellist Misha Majski, along with pianist Marta Argerich on Kansas Public Radio. Where it is now 2:38, at 3 o'clock, we'll be ready for All Things Considered from NPR News. Classical music with Steve Seal this evening from 7 to 9. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan. Online as well at kansaspublicradio.org. For over 100 years, the University of Kansas has celebrated the season with the annual performance of Holiday Vespers. Join KPR tomorrow night for this year's Vespers with Christmas carols, music for Hanukkah, Mozart's Magic Flute, and more, all performed by the KU choirs and orchestra. Holiday Vespers is tomorrow night at 7 on Kansas Public Radio. Quick question for you. Do you own a business and value the programs on KPR? Your fellow KPR listeners could be your best customers. Support KPR and reach your fellow public radio fans by becoming a corporate sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. Time for the London Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted in this instance by Malcolm Arnold, who is the composer of the music that we'll hear, which was written in 1957 for the BBC's broadcasts of the Queen's Christmas broadcasts. This is a very vibrant holiday offering for you, something that you may have heard in the Evenings with Destiny last week, but I'd like to share for you now, the Commonwealth Christmas Overture on Kansas Public Radio. The 1957 Commonwealth Christmas Overture by Malcolm Arnold, with a performance of the London Philharmonic Orchestra with Arnold himself as conductor here on Kansas Public Radio. And with that, it is about 3 p.m., and All Things Considered from NPR News is just ahead. I'm Jeff Watson, and I want to thank you, as always, for being a part of this afternoon's music. We'll visit again at noon tomorrow. Do keep it here for All Things Considered, and later on this evening, classics continue from 7 to 9 p.m. KPR is KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for All Things Considered comes from LMH Health's new Cancer Center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/ cancer care.